All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are going to do a little bit more of Leap of Faith, not an hour, but we are going to do a little more of it. Right here and now. Fuck me. Lexi, you're drunk. Mm-hmm. And horny. Are you sure? Think about your career. If there's one paparazzi, heck, even one person with a phone. Do me. Right here in this alley? I can tell you want me. You're making it very hard not to. So, what are you waiting for? Fuck me. We're so gonna regret this. Pretty please? Oh, woman, it's on. Don't hold back. I like this naughty Lexi. Mm-hmm, I like her too. Go harder, baby. I love this. Harder! Lexi, I'm gonna ruin your dress. Grim, I'll buy a new one. Such a nice dress. I'll buy 10, if you put it that way. Now, if naughty Lexi would just like to bend over for a bit. Thought you'd never ask. Well, damn. Oh, my. God, this is just amazing! Yes, fuck naughty Lexi. Harder! I'm at 11! Harder! Ah, she's so lucky. So good to see her letting naughty Lexi out of the closet. Think we should stand guard in case anybody comes? Oh, I think somebody's gonna come, all right. Slam that body like it's Monday Night Raw! God damn! We should just let them have their fun. I'm coming! There we go. I'm so jealous. Sniff. Kira McKenzie, are you crying? It's just that sniff when I see two people in love, sniff. Come here, you're adorable. Sniff, and tomorrow I'm gonna whip out the good old strap-on and give you a wonderful time. Unless you want an oral exam instead. Sniff, both sounds fine. Both it is. Hey there, Cece. Oh, hey. Sorry, just had to take a little breather. No need to excuse anything. It's just that it's always there, even if I keep telling myself it isn't. So I need a time out. There's no shame in that, though. I know, trying to get used to that thought. I'm still pretty much fucked up. No, you're not. You know what my first thought was when I let go of your hand on that bridge that day? You regretted it? How did you know? The doctor told me. According to statistics, every survivor has said the same. Not just most of them, but every single one they asked about it. The fucked up thing is that part of me still wants to jump. Cece, come here. At least you're talking about it openly. Also, please don't do that again. I'm pretty sure I won't. Good. Although, pretty sure doesn't sound too convincing. I realized it's a wound. I don't follow. What I'm struggling with, it's a wound. I mean, if I had an actual wound somewhere, like slashed my arm open or broken my leg, I could go to any doctor and they would know what to do. But my wound is hidden. You can't see it with your eyes and it doesn't show up on an x-ray. Some doctors wouldn't even acknowledge it's there because they can't see it. Other doctors would, but still don't know how to treat it. Like my doctor at the hospital just now. But that clinic she mentioned, the Helping Hands Foundation. Did you know we're sitting in front of it right now? I know. That's why I'm sitting here. Looks like any old house, doesn't it? Do you see that window up there, number 3 from the side of the building? What about it? It's my room. Your room? I called them earlier, visited them, and got a little tour. I'm checking in tomorrow. Cece, I'm sorry, I should have said it earlier. No, I mean, that's great news. It is? You're actively seeking help for You're actively seeking help yourself without anyone pushing you. I'd say that's the best possible news. I don't think I could have done this without you. Of course you could have. No, you showed me something this summer. That leaving somebody behind can hurt much more than staying around. Thank you for being there. No, Cece, thank you for being. Almost here, Cece.
Yep.
By the way, Lexi was really drunk yesterday, wasn't she? I guess. So how did she react to the good time you had in that alley? Oh, you heard. Duh, everybody within the city limits must have heard her. Her memory was a bit fuzzy this morning, but she took it well. We did what? So, you sure you're ready for this? I'm as ready as can be. I thought we would have to sit down and talk about this for a long time, but you're actually trying to do this yourself without anybody pushing you. I can't praise you enough, but there's something I want to tell you. And I know we've been talking about this on occasion, but never really addressed it. So just hear me out. Cece? I know you're there, Cece. Cece isn't here right now. Cece wants to go back. I know how you feel. Maybe Cece isn't strong enough to do this right now. Maybe Cece can try again tomorrow. I believe Cece thinks she's weak because this is such a little thing that anybody could have done. If it was me, I would have had problems walking in there too. If I'm gonna be totally honest, I'm glad I don't have to. But there's always times we have to do something we don't really want to. Like, I didn't want to go see my dad back in L.A. I was cold sweating, my legs felt weak, and I felt like I was gonna hurl just opening the door. And nothing came of it anyway. Maybe not, but now I know who he is. I left that place knowing stuff I didn't know before, and I got to meet my half-sister. There's always gonna be stuff in life that sucks to do. And nobody's gonna think worse of you if you go in there, turn around, and run out of the door again. It's just, I'm not strong enough. That's the thing, you're not alone. We're gonna walk through that door with you. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Lexi and Holly are back in LA. Steph joined them too. Kira and Robin left for their hometown too. Linda's doing that thing she told me not to tell you, which is just plain old rude if you ask me. So it's just me and you here. I might have made a little call. You're speaking gibberish. You told me about someone who cares a lot about you. And? Look around the corner. But, how? My point is, you have people supporting you. I'll be here when you want me. The other girls too. And then there's your family. But I left them. I kept them in the dark. They're gonna be so pissed. Family is weird. Dads can give you a hard time because you broke the TV remote. Our moms can complain all they want because there's dirty laundry in your room. Brothers and sisters can fight you tooth and nail for that last cookie in the jar. But when it comes to you... excuse me. But when it comes down to you and your life is on the line, they'll always love you unconditionally. So how about we go see them? Okay, I'm ready. Freaking out, but ready. How do I look? Hang on. Just... perfect. But no crying now, okay? Thank you for calling them. So Cece's ready to roll? Ready. Okay, I gotta admit something. What's that? Your dad looks dangerous. I'm kinda freaking out here. He knows Taekwondo, too. You're not helping. Grim wants to go home now. You'll be fine. Just don't break the TV remote. It's the little things that make you feel this way. Don't let their words fill you. No romanceable options missed. The game consists of 24,457 screens. You've seen 7,421 of them. So, we're probably not even going to see the majority of the screens in this game. I don't think I'm going to do any other paths on, at least live. If I do, I'll probably use the skip mode and see some things. But other than that, yeah. I'm not going to do any more live after we finish this one. We'll go on to another VN, but of course, I'll probably go through maybe some of the other paths and see what else it has to offer, since there's so many thousand screens we haven't seen. But yeah, we'll continue for a little more, but that's it. This is the last chapter, by the way. So we will be finishing it this month. You wake up one morning thinking it's just going to be another day, but then something happens. You divert from the normal routine, and suddenly everything changes because of it. You get to experience things you never thought you would. Maybe you meet someone new, or someone you haven't seen in a while. You might end up experiencing a lot of good things, and your whole situation becomes so much better than it was. Or you might experience bad things that nobody should have to go through. But even bad things can lead to something good. They gave you new experiences because the old routine was getting old while you were getting older. However small a change, the new routine was better. And you realize as time passes by, it wasn't a thing that changed your routine. It was you. And at some point you ask yourself, where do we go from here? Assalamu alaikum. Are you fine with me sitting with you on your bench this fine morning? Sure, there's room for one more here. I'm not from this country, so please excuse me if my customs are not as yours. But this is a beautiful day. The weather is nice and we're in your beautiful park. Well, it's not my park. But you can enjoy it as much as you want, can you not? That goes without saying. But what if you only had 15 minutes to enjoy this park before you had to leave it forever? Would that change your perception of it? Of course. Putting a time limit on anything can help you enjoy it more. So you're going home today? Excuse me? You said you were from another country. I assumed you were here on vacation. Oh no, I can never return home. War? Family? Yes, to both in some way. I'm sorry to hear that. Me too. My family always taught me what was right and what was wrong. Except it took me a very long time to realize what they told me was wrong. Sure, your family can shape you for either for good or for bad. And your family did good for you? Well, I can still live in my country, so they must have done something right. My mom, I mean, didn't know who my dad was until recently. Tell me, son, do you believe in forgiveness? Son? Sorry, it's just something I say. What do you call it? Figure of speech? But do you believe in forgiveness? I'm a rather forgiving person. Someone close left me for reasons of her own a while back. She was gone for 2 years. After those 2 years, it didn't really matter because I'd moved on, but we did stay friends. Then my dad showed up from nowhere and gave me a story of why he hadn't been a part of my life. I still don't know how I feel about that. It's all about trust, and I have no idea why I'm telling you all of this. Trust is important. Sure is. What country are you from? It doesn't matter where I was born, because I'll never return. But I can tell you one thing. I'm very happy I'm here right now. Well, the park isn't all that great, but it's a nice place to relax after the morning jog. Indeed, but unfortunately I have to go now. My time is over. You mean up? Up? It's... my time is up. Figure of speech. Figure of speech. As I said earlier, I was looking for the most interesting company in the park. Seems I found it. Maybe. Or maybe it's because I'm the only one in the park right now. And that we will never get the answer to. Masalama. Take care. Zygod. Weird guy. Anyway, I've got stuff to do. Man, God even made an appearance in this game. Holy crap. My apartment is a mess. And Lexi's final concert in LA is in two days. And I'm not gonna miss that one. I think we're all guests of honor, so hopefully everyone will come. Damn, I miss her. Should I call her? I haven't seen her since that time I did the... surprise visit! Does she even like surprise visits? But she did give me the key to her house and told me to drop by any time, so... Kevin assured me she'd be home today. And I know she has 2 days off, so why not? 2 days of pure sexual lust for my sex star pop star girlfriend. Makes the plane trip all worth it. Lexi! Okay, here's to hoping she doesn't think I'm an intruder and swings a bat at me. Lexi, baby! Grim! Thank God you're here. I felt like a thief sneaking around in your house and... oh, shut up and hug me like you mean it. I didn't know you were coming. Why didn't you say anything? I wanted to surprise you, that's why. I told Kevin about it and we... you knew I was coming, didn't you? Maybe? I mean, Kevin was very keen to keep me at home today, so I knew something was up. I just had to make the puppy eyes and look at him and he confessed. Damn you, traitor Kevin. I really missed you. Missed you too. No, I mean, I really, really missed you. So I made some plans for the day. I like the sound of that. And is that my shirt? It is. Honestly, it looks better on you than it does on me. I can tell. If I don't get down from here now, I'll be stuck on a pole. So, for the surprise, just let me get ready. Freshen up a bit. I'm not going anywhere. Be right back. It's so strange to be back. Last time I was here, we were all together, partying, getting to know each other. Truth or dare? Though we didn't actually get to the truth or dare part. The letter from Steph. I wonder if it would have made a difference if I'd found it right after she left. Who knows? But I probably wouldn't have been here without it happening. Ready, hun? You coming? Hell yeah. Luckiest guy alive. Wonder what she was reading. How to please your men for dummies. 967 ways to give him pleasure. Holy shit! That's a lot of ways! Luckiest guy alive. Don't keep me waiting, baby. Oh, I won't. Oh, golfing, huh? Yep, that's me. Right in the water. I believe that's called water. It looks easier than it is. You can always jump in and look for the ball. It's my first time playing, so I'm not too bothered. But I don't like you, golf ball. You're not going where I want you to. Don't worry, Lexi. I'll get you another ball. I'm such a failure. No, you're not, sweetheart. I forgot to ask you, what's up with the hat? You don't like it? Some old guy gave it to me. Said it was proper attire. It's an old man's hat. And the shoes? You don't like them either? Chris found them at your place last time we visited. They're very comfy. And by the way, this is not what I thought you had in mind when you mentioned a surprise. Oh, well, what did you have in mind then? Something else. Mm-hmm. Not in those shoes. Speaking of proper golf attire. Yes? Never mind, I'll just enjoy the view. Giggles. Here goes. Woohoo! I'm on the green. My turn. Sure, let's see the master in action. Master? Chris said you were a golf ace. Well, I do have 100% hole-in-one ratio at this point. Timber! It's not what you say when you're golfing, is it? It's what you say when you're cutting down a tree. That's nowhere near the green. Wind must have taken it. No wind today. Righty, Mr. Hole-in-One. I'm starting to suspect you have no idea what you're doing. Never claimed I did. Except that one time in your back garden. Want to hit it again? Nah, probably won't be any better. And I suspect golf isn't the real game we're playing here. Oh? That skirt of yours doesn't hide much. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you're playing the teasing game. I have no idea what you mean. Right. Let's see who breaks first. Where are you going, Grim? We don't have to walk. Our ride is right here. Definitely playing the teasing game. Is it working? Hold on, let me save, because I don't know if this is an important decision or not. No! Huh? We'll try that again. Of course it is, you're goddamn sexy in that outfit. Laughs, love you, baby. You don't wanna... You have to kind of... You don't want to be the asshole after, during the date. Tell me why we're doing my shot first. Because mine is in the other direction, and I doubt we're going to find the ball anyway. Mm-hmm. So how's it going back there? I think my pants are getting tighter. Trying to distract me because I can feel you. And it doesn't help me at all. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to concentrate. I'm trying to focus here, and I'm not the one rubbing your ass against me. Someone's being naughty, yes? Whoops. Yup. I'm never gonna find that ball. Lexi, you win. Good. Because I can't wait anymore. I don't need these anymore. And you need a bit of this. So let me just hang this here for a moment. And help you get more comfortable. Because this will only get in the way. Girl rule number one. There are rules? Mm-hmm. Girl rule number one. You won't need this. Oh, that feels nice. And girl rule number two. These are not sexy. But so comfy. And this thing. Oh no, not that. Anything but that. That was rule number 3. No golf hats. Ever. The old man who gave it to me is gonna be so disappointed. Hush. Now where were we? Oh, right. Well, there we go. That's amazing. Don't laugh. I found this book. I know. Lexi. How about I service you for a bit? Let me think. Yes, please. But let me taste those lips. Lexi. Guy rule number 15. No kissing right after a blowjob. Yes, ladies, this is important. Fair enough. But what are the other 14 guy rules? Ah! What was that all about? I say okay to the guy rule number 15. And I'm stuck under this branch. Interesting. Because there's no need for this thing. Much better. Are you thinking what I think you're thinking? There's like actual people right on this bench here. And I'm so close, it's not even funny. Oh. I don't think he cares. Anybody walking past out there? I don't even care. Need better grip. Maybe we've had the map all along, but we just didn't know. Maybe we've been so he dragged her back. How can we turn it around to hear the sound of inner peace? Maybe it's simpler than we think it should be. Where are we going? No, 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 don't stop. It's not that I'm complaining over the view from here, but I want to see you. Anything you wish. Okay, there we go. That works a little better. Ready? More than ready. Give it to me. What a mess. It's not that bad. Look up. Oh! At least now I get to do this. She's got enough things to worry about right now preparing for her show. Okay, can't sit here all day. Better get moving. I have to finish cleaning out the apartment. Get ready for the trip. Wonder who that weird dude earlier was. Guess it goes to show you, you never know who you might run into. What in the world? Was that guy like some man in a white coat? Like, I don't know, they're putting him in the back of a vehicle. They really did a good job with the park, even got a magazine stand now. Do I need anything from it? Nah, let's head home. Okay, so that's all we got for now. Yeah, that's it. I mean, wasn't it enough? We're getting right towards the end of the game, at least for me, because there's so many different paths you can go on in this game. It's like being a dick almost in terms of just what you can do. I mean, I don't really know if I want to go on any of the other paths, because I don't know if I really like any of I don't know if I like any of the other girls, you know? Like, I mean, sure, there's that lesbian couple, and that might be interesting, but I don't know. It's like, I'm the weirdest AVN player in the world. because, like, I'll play visual novels and I'll explore all the paths, but when it comes to AVN, like, I literally pick my person that I feel works, and I just stop. Like, I feel like the ending is, okay, that's what I wanted to happen. Like, well, what about these other 100 hours? Yeah, but I didn't like any of those other people or things, and I got to see all the cool stuff, you know? It doesn't feel like I need to go back and see other paths, because it's not that big of a deal. As long as there's a good ending and I feel that it ended right, like with acting lessons and... I even kind of explored a lot when it came to Depraved Awakening. But a lot of these different games... Now, to be fair, like, I'm kind of on the path on being addicted. I didn't really want to go on because obviously we were trying to get with the Goody Two Shoes. We didn't make it. But, I'm okay with what we did get, so I'm, you know, willing to work with those characters. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I've just noticed that. You know, every time I play an AVN, I'm like, well, that's good. Like, acting lessons, yeah, I wouldn't change anything about that. Everything was fine. Like, they could tell me, oh, but all this happens, but I don't really care. It's like, you got to pick the movie you wanted to see, right? I mean, sure, there's other paths you can go, but I like the way we went. Maybe that's just a tism in me, guys. It might just be an autistic or a spectrum thing, where I'm like, no, that was fine. Don't mess with it. It's fine the way it is. Like, if you don't like the way I chose, then go a different way. You can get the game and go whatever way you want. But me, I can't do it. I'm okay. But don't you want more background into the characters? No, I feel like I got plenty. I feel like I understand everything I need to, and even the things that were alluded to was enough. Like, what Linda's actually doing with her, I don't know, being a hooker and stuff. I mean, yeah, that might be interesting to delve into, but I don't know. And Holly, what's going on with her? That might be interesting. I mean, sure, the CC path would be interesting. But I don't know. I like it. I picked the one I wanted. I was like, I want the superstar pop star girl and see how that works. And that was cool. I like that one. So again, it's... You can play it however you want to play it. That's the good thing about an AVN. As long as you had fun. That's the point, right? At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. And I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Leap of Faith. But not tomorrow. We're doing comics.